Go. Hello. Don't know what this is. Is this a space? Twitter space? You're requesting to join? Oh, I'm afraid not. It's just gonna be me for now, unless a friendo joins in. Konnichiwa, konbanwa, konbanwa. Konbanwa. Hello. Hello, hello. How are you? Oh, thank you. Thank you for waving. Ah, it's my first space. Hajimete desu. Hi, hi. I see people can request to join. Think it's just gonna be your boy today. Watashi dake hanashiteru. Ima wa ne, ofuro ni haiteru. I'm in the bath. I'm in the bath. I'm in the bath. I can't help myself. You guys like these emotes. Don't know. I thought I'd try this today. I have nothing else to do. Nothing else was on the schedule. Oh yeah, go nutso with the emotes, you guys. Feel free. I can't really answer your request unless we're like mutuals, maybe, possibly. Sorry, it's kind of like, well, it's a part of my decision, but the other half is like, it's kind of like something like a policy. It's a policy. We're not allowed to say this. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't answer. But go crazy with those emotes, man. Feel free. Just let yourself go. Welcome. I don't really know what to talk about. 何の話がいいかな。全然決めてなかった。I didn't decide what to talk about. I was just like, we're gonna get in the bath, get some to talk to people. But here I am. I worked really hard today on the music video I have to make. It's not the animated one I've been talking about. It's another one. You guys are gonna see it soon. You guys are gonna see it soon. 今日すごい頑張ってた。MV の作業で頑張りました。 I worked very hard. You guys have cute icons. Death Sensei. No. It's gotta be a different Death Sensei. I do think that's cute. That is cute that you've requested to speak. That's cute, but I can't pick up the phone right now, my man. Don't yell at me. Don't get mad at me, Sensei. Please. I'm keeping my eye on who's here too. So I can call out some of my senpai and kohai if they drop by. I'll try to run. But I won't let them get away. No. No. Won't do it. They can't run from me. I slept for a long time today. Like, I woke up and I was like, look at me being productive. And then I went back to sleep. Then I went back to sleep.
Of course, I went back to sleep and woke up 3 hours later, and I was like, shit, I got work to do. So I did my work. There are a lot of people here. Dang, I'm just scrolling through, you guys. There are really this many people listening to me take a bath? God damn. Jeez, that's wild. That's crazy.
Why did I decide to do this? I don't know why I decided to do this. Komawa.
Komawa. Yoroshoi, yoroshoi mose. Yoroshoi mose. Welcome, welcome. I'm just hanging out in my bath. I woke up way late today
to work on a music video, and I realized I don't know how to make music videos. Fucking suck.
But I have a new computer. 新しいパソコン買いましたよ。買った買った。Very strong. めっちゃ強いやつ。
It's a really strong laptop, so I can edit music videos in bed. It's pretty cool. It's got two screens, but I had to download everything. Re-download everything on the new computer. Yeah. It was tiring. But I did it. I managed to do it after a while. And then I took another nap. I was like, yeah, time to sleep again. Three naps. Two naps. Long sleep, two naps. I did stream Jump King for 12 hours yesterday, so I guess it makes sense. What else can I do with this thing? There's a heart. Can I do an emote? Oh, yeah, baby. I can do emotes too. Check it. Stop. A. Stop. Collaborate and listen. Stop. Collaborate and listen. Stop. Stop. Collaborate and listen. Sorry. Oh, you guys are gonna go crazy when you see the MV. It's coming out next week. Let's see. I'll do some shout outs. Big ups to Momo Jelly. Hey, what's up? Kiara's trainer from the Shadowverse days. Gotta play Shadowverse again. Big ups to Eon. What's up, Draconic? Thank you very much to Sleepyhead, something or another. Big ups to Yuyu Pika-san. Big ups. Big ups to Muinima. Thank you very much, Tentacult, for being here. What's up, Tentacult? Hello, Shane. What's up? Big ups to Kisaragi Jin. I like your icon. I remember the Blaze Blue days. Big ups to Tamago. Big ups to Yellow with a little deadbeat sign. Big ups to Xeno. Big ups to Prenny's Rock, Road Forks U, what's up? Big ups to Evan. Big ups to Alba. Big ups to Vince. This is fun. Big ups to Zen. Thank you, Taicho, for being here. I can't answer requests, sadly, but feel free to go crazy with those emotes, I guess. I can't answer those requests. Big ups to Riguruma, who makes my MVs. What is up, dude? Hope you're doing well. In the bath. What's up, Dave? What's up, Tython? What's up, Lewis? Hey, Drawing. That's a fun name. Big ups to Supe. Hey, Paul, how are you? Big ups to Dixon. Hey, Dixon. What's up, Anthony? You got a nice icon. It's a duck. Hello, Toastify. Hello to Moon. Hello, Miko. Hello, Phil B. What's up, guys? I've been watching JoJo's every day in the background. I knew I'd like JoJo. I knew I'd like it. But I've been watching it in the background as I do things.
Hey Kevin, what's up? My dude, how are you? Yeah, JoJo's. I've been watching it. I marathoned part one and two yesterday while I was working, but I couldn't do it. I had to stop working so I could watch the because I liked it too much. Normally I can have no, why is my hand still up like that? Get down. Normally I can have like things on in the background and just like do whatever, like do work, but I couldn't for that show because I wanted to keep watching it. I was not getting any work done, so I had to just stop. I stopped my work and I just kept watching JoJo. I like it a lot. I'm gonna keep watching it later, but I have to work on that MV, so. Saikin, Jojo mecha mecha miteru. Mecha mecha miteru wa. Hamatteru. I really like it. Parts one and two are all I've seen. I'm waiting to watch part three until I get more work done on this MV, but I hear a lot of people like part three. I hear there are also a lot of people that don't like parts one and two, but I think I like all that I've seen so far. I don't know, maybe I'll watch the next parts and look back on one and two and be like, oh man, those sucked. But I don't know, I just feel good about them. I like them. I just like them. They've been fun. I haven't really enjoyed watching anime in a while, so it's like kind of been a whatever situation. Like it's fine. I think the only anime that I've been like really invested in recently are JoJo and Made in Abyss. It's kind of I don't want to say older anime, but it certainly isn't new. I've been reading the manga and I got really excited about the new anime. The movie's really good too. what else? Also been watching. Not a lot of new stuff really. You know? I don't think new anime is bad or anything, it's just like not. Nothing's really catching my eye. I know a lot of people like Jujutsu Kaisen, Tokyo Revengers. These look good. Oh, and of course, Kaiji and Baki, I got into recently. Love Kaiji and Baki. Hey, the herb shop is here. What's up? The herb shop. Kite kurete arigatou gozaimasu. Irashaimase. Yeah, the herb shop made me and Boogie Vox's collab. Super Electro Swing Graveyard Shift. Yeah. The herb shop is awesome. Welcome, welcome. I'm in the bath, everyone. Wearing a swimsuit. Ofuroni haite. This is my chill time. I'm so chill. Death Sensei, no, don't. Death Sensei, don't request to talk to. I know that you're gonna yell at me about doing a space in the bathtub. I know you're gonna yell at me. I don't need to hear that from you, Death Sensei. I don't need to take that from you. Sensei, I can explain later. I can't answer requests though. Company says no. It's not allowed. Unless there are other whole memo thing or other VTubers that I know really well. I'm sorry. Maybe someday I can like talk to friends and or fans and Death Sensei even in the future, but now it's kinda hard. So but I would love to someday. Just people that I kinda have spoken to before, I think I can talk to, but yeah, sorry about that guys. I think it would be fun if we figured out a way to do it someday though. I'm going to Waterworld. I'm out of the water now. I gotta chill more. I keep forgetting what it's like to just chill, you guys. You never should forget to relax. Ouch. My knee really hurts lately, guys. It's super weird. So, basically, I found this strange bruise on my kneecap. Like
about a month ago. It was really strange. It just appeared there. So I waited for it to heal, and I was extra careful with it, and then it was gone, right? So no more bruise, and I'm feeling good. My legs are looking great. And then I kneel down during my dance lessons, right? Because I'm learning how to dance recently for, like, upcoming, you know, fun stuff that may happen in the future. I'm just preparing ahead of time, you know? I've been doing dance lessons, and I kneeled down on that knee. It had no bruise on it. It was fine. But I kneeled down on it, and it hurt like a bitch. God, it hurt so bad. I couldn't believe how much it was fucking hurting. So I stopped, and I looked at my knee, my kneecap, and I was like, what's going on? There was no bruise on it or anything. But the next day, I think it's like it was the biggest bruise I'd seen in my entire life. Like, a good 50% of my kneecap was covered in, like straight-up blackness. Blackness and blandness. It was bad. I'm not going to describe it too much for you guys. You don't need to know what that looks like. It was bad. It was really bad, and it was hurting like a bitch. So, I don't know what happened, but I waited for it to go away, right? And for whatever reason, it still fucking hurts there. Like, whenever I kneel down somewhere, it still hurts. There's no bruise or anything. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Ouch! What is that? Did I have, like, crack a bone or something? A fracture? I need to go to the fucking hospital, man. If I can just find a day that I can say, you know what, Callie? Shut the fuck up. You don't need to move this chair, baby. You don't need to work today. Just go to the fucking hospital, right? I really ought to try and do that. I need to go to the... There's too much shit going on, guys. It's supposed to be my off day, but I worked the whole time. I mean, in fairness, though, I like working. I like streaming too, but streaming takes like a certain kind of energy that sitting down on my couch and making a music video doesn't. So, you know, go underwater again. Let's go. Wait. I'm back. Hello. Guess who's back? Back. Back again. Callie's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Yeah, DMCA can't find me here. Yeah, I think I've had enough for today, for sitting in the bath, but I'ma just chill. I'm not gonna end the space, I don't need to. Let's leave. I have the fucking calming music on in the back. Shit! Hold on. Well, I'm on mute for 2 seconds. The calming vibes of the spa are playing in the background. Why is that? So I can relax, fools. I hope that shit doesn't get copyright stricken. Time to towel off. Da-da-da! Da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da. How have you guys been? I know it's kind of hard for you to talk, but I do have a hashtag. You can click that. What do people say in there? The latest. Girl, don't slip. Thanks, you will. I'll be fine. The DMCA ain't got the power here. We're safe. That is correct, Wayne. Back again. The YMCA can't catch you now. Get that looked at. I walked with a broken arm for 3 days without knowing, and it had a similar bruise. Holy shit. Nico, thank you for telling me. I'm gonna go check that shit out then. Damn. I guess technically you can do karaoke in here. Guess who's back? Back again. Bathtub ASMR, top quality content is what I was trying to say. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know how good the mic is, but maybe it's relaxing to some folks. Princess Day says, shut the fuck up and go to the hospital. Ooh, yeah, that's right. That's what I need to say to myself. Callie, shut the fuck up. Go to the hospital. Get off of the space. Go to the hospital.
Sounds painful. Hope you get better. Blue Period on Netflix has been pretty interesting. It's a nice inspiration to draw and paint. Neato. I think I've heard of that, actually. I'll check that out. You need to get that checked, yo. Might want to have a doc look at that. Will do. Sounds like a proper bruise. Something's got to be fractured in there. I tell you what. Callie enjoying part two of JoJo. I knew she was a woman of taste. Like I said, I liked it. I've liked every part that I've watched. The only complaint that I've had is like a non-complaint, to be honest. It's like not even really a real complaint because you can watch the series without it. And it's just the Italian accents and the dub. You don't need it because like I said, for example, Bacano. I like to watch anime like in the language of the place where it takes place. Or even for example, Ghost of Tsushima. Let's take for example, I played that in Japanese. The original language is English, but come on guys, it's set in Japan. So I played it in Japanese. So I thought to myself, let's do that with JoJo. Why don't we watch these parts in English and then, because then I can work on my stuff, right? I'll watch these parts in English, and then I'll watch the Japanese parts in Japanese. Like, you know, really immerse myself in the experience. And I was having a fine time with, like, I didn't really care about the dub. Like, I've heard worse. Trust me, I've heard worse. So I was like, this isn't the worst thing I've heard. But, like, the Italian accents just got a little hard for me to listen to. Like, it was a little too much. I could tell they were trying their best, and no disrespect to the actors, as I know voice direction also plays a part in that. And a lot of times when you do takes, they won't even let you retake them. You'll do a take and they'll be like, oh, can I redo that? And the voice director will be like, no, that's all we needed. Next line. So I never have, like, whenever I think about that kind of stuff, I try to think of the big picture. VAs, I know y'all are doing your best. You're just trying to do your job. Is this the future of karaoke streams? It might be. I think we've found an out. Dang. Need to take more time to take care of yourself. Remember your resolution. That's a good point. Yeah. JoJo English is good. Only some. Yeah, I don't dislike it. It was just hard to listen to the accents. That was it. Who trended it? It says, woohoo, at more Calliope for life. Goal was to trend Calliope space in the U.S. Then I suggest you celebrate. I make no mistakes. That can't be real. It's so weird not having a chat while hearing you live. I know, right? That's why this hashtag exists, so I can kind of talk to you guys. This is more wide. Ghost of Tsushima is a good game. You have good taste. Thank you. I think you have good taste. I freaking love Ghost of Tsushima. It's one of my favorite games. Now knowing that Callie likes part one and part two, I feel good choosing her as an inspiration as a performer. It doesn't get more base than that. I know it's like a hotly debated thing. A lot of people in the community talk about the parts that they love and hate and whatever, but I'm just like, I'm enjoying everything. Maybe I'm too much of a casual or something. I don't know. I just genuinely had fun with it. When I have a good time with an anime, I can recognize like things that are kind of silly and like kind of hammy and whatever, but it doesn't take away from the fact I enjoyed it, you know? Like, I can't change the fact that I liked it. It made me smile, so I won't pretend. Parts 3 onward change a lot from parts 1 and 2. I see. I know how it changes. I heard somebody talk about this before. Komi can't communicate on Netflix is random but very fun. I saw people talking about that after my little comic came out. Bacano was dope. Yes, it was. Extremely good. I freaking loved it. I know you have your own coach, but if you ever want to talk Shadowverse, thanks, Momo Jelly. I'll definitely think about that. I'll think about taking you up on that. One of these days, once I get a little more time, possibly to venture back into Shadowverse. I can't use emotes from PC, but thank you, Rigu. You're still here. Oh, you're still here. Thank you for still being here. I appreciate that. Thank you. What a strange first space. Oh, this is cute. What's this? Aw. Eofi Sepa is at 500,000 subscribers. That's so awesome. I'm happy for her. She's doing her best. Always making good stuff. Doing a karaoke, I see. Nice. Yo, I beat Callie at rock, paper, scissors. That's pretty funny. Callie on the bed, what is your knowledge? It's funny you say that, Rosemary, because I'm actually just standing, like, next to my laundry machine. I've just been standing here with a towel on my head waiting for my hair to dry. Ah, what I step on. Oh, that's the fake bathtub pillow that I don't use because it's chonky and not comfortable. Just take a regular bath. You don't need a fake plastic pillow. Reminder that this guy voiced Dub Joseph. Are you fire number one from Codename Kids Next Door? No freaking way. He was Joseph. I need to go listen to that again. Have you ever drank this? Bog? Who made this? Strong beer. It's called Bog Water. Gruit Ale. I'm going to find this. 6.6 alcohol. No, somebody made this. Someone had to have made this. I'm a nurse. Your kneecap might be fractured or some connective tissue is torn. Go get it checked. Okay, thank you very much for the information. I'll make that the first thing I do then, maybe tomorrow. So, how am I trending? Why am I trending? Number 4 on Twitter. How beautiful that is. Oh, man. Perfect way to enjoy 2 cans of Strong Zero. You enjoying some Strongs, Marcus? Did you miss the bog? No. Never. 5K Deadbeats, wonder if it can reach 10. I'm just happy with it. Y'all are here. Hey, chat. If Callie reads this 8, open bracket, that's like my little smiley face. Don't get a cold. I'll be careful. Do not drink the bog water. The bog calls. Callie, random question. You sleep with one pillow or two? Two. Well, it depends. I'm always sleeping on my stomach, but I need to have 2 pillows. One's under my head, and then one's under an arm. But I also have, a plushie that I like to put under my arm as well. Yeah. You planning to continue to read JoJo manga after finishing the Part 6 anime? Many people were saying Part 7 was bloody amazing. Probably. That's what I did with Maiden Abyss, at least. I liked it so much that after the anime was done, I just went and read all the manga, so I might do that for JoJo's. I'm not sure, though. Sorry, I'm late. Just got out of the shower. It's fine. So did I. Let us know your favorite parts and characters when you get through the series. I'd love to listen. Sure, I'll talk about it on Space. I'm happy to. Pleasure to hear you. Back to work. Have a good day. Waiting for my hair to dry. Visceral screaming. Take care of yourself. These are some cute kitties. Thank you for sharing. Aw, we are close, but I feel like we're still far away because I can't interact with Callie here. You can use the hashtag. It's the best we can do. All I know about Ghost of Tsushima is you can murder people and pet foxes. Yeah, those are the best parts. Please get back into Shadowverse. I will definitely think about it. Bro, ain't no way we're using Twitter to chat live. Oh, it's true. It is kind of yucky, huh? I never understand folks that skip JoJo parts 1 and 2. It's good stuff and is important setup for what is to come. I mean, the way that I thought about it is, like, it just didn't make any sense to me to skip, like, the beginning. I like knowing who all the characters are in the story, and I love, like, stories that progress through, like, the ages and, like, family history stories. So I knew that I was gonna love JoJo because I love shit like that. I love it when, like, somebody turns up and it's like, holy shit, that's the great-great-great-grandson of that one character that you remember from the very first season. This is the great lost cousin twice removed of that one guy that so-and-so beat the shit out of in part 3 of that one anime. I love stuff like that. I just think it's fun. Hello, Raina. What is up? thank you so much for the help with the amazing comic that you guys made at Meriwether Comics. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for your hard work. I loved it. Deadbeats loved it. You guys are great. I've been here since the beginning, but the biggest blow to my psyche was the fact that Callie has maybe played BlazBlue. I have. I played it a while ago. I played all of them, actually. I thought they were fun. But I don't play a ton of fighting games, and I only have enough time to, like, pick my faves, I guess. I'm really more of a Guilty Gear fan, but I think BlazBlue has some fun stuff. I mostly like it for its music, which is, oh, guess what? Composed by creator of Guilty Gear, Daisuke Watari-san. Yeah. I'm imagining Callie in a swimsuit and towel on her head doing a JoJo pose with a phone in her hand. Thank you for imagining the swimsuit in there. I hate skipping parts in any media. Yeah, I just feel like I'm missing out, you know? And I feel like I get more fun Easter eggs if I watch everything. Normal cola or zero cola? Neither. I don't like soda. If I can avoid it, it hurts my tongue. But if I had to choose, zero. I need to go drain the bath. Hold on. Down you go, bog water. How did you start drawing digitally? I got a tablet for my birthday a long time ago. Do you air dry your hair or rather blow dry it? Air dry. Blow drying takes too long. I get tired of standing. I want to walk around. Walking in the store, listen to this. What a vibe. What part of JoJo are you on? Getting ready to watch part 3. Sorry that you're having a hard time, Dylan, with Mario Kart. I feel that. Does Made in Abyss get better after Bondrude? That's a good question. To be honest, I think I liked the Bondrude part more than the more recent chapter. But that's just because, like, I didn't really care about, like, the character that they introduced in the most recent arc. Some of the other supporting characters I really liked a lot and I thought were really cool. And the background characters that, like, you go into, like, a bit of the history of the story, like, a story from, like, a long time ago. I'm not going to spoil it or anything for you guys, but I liked that crew and that cast of characters. I thought they were cool. But, like, the main, like, new character that they introduced, who was, like, kind of antagonistic, I was not, like, they didn't really grow on me. But the main reason that I like Made in Abyss is because it's like it feels like a mystery that you keep getting closer and closer to, like, solving. And the world building is so cool, and it's like you want to know so badly what's at the bottom and, like, what they're risking everything to go to, knowing that they can't return. That's what I love about it. And that feeling is, like, growing more and more with the manga, I think. There were certainly quite a few emotional moments, so. But I recommend it to you guys. I really like it a lot. It's intriguing, to say the least. What a cute kitty. Thank you, Yellow. Cooking some buttered chicken. Nice. First time doing this? Indeed. Stories going through the generations are the best. Oh, for sure. They're so much more intriguing to me, I think. Wish you a great year, Dad. Any anime you plan on watching lately? Just JoJo. It's kind of what I'm focusing on. I don't remember too, United States Trend. Welcome to those who are joining us. My voice is going to start getting extra ASMR-y. More Shadowverse will be epic. The fact you can drop a space at any time makes my paranoid ass not want to sleep. I am recording it so people who missed it can go back and join. Which JoJo character do you like the most? And I wish you a wonderful day. So far, I mean, I think everyone's pretty fun, but the character that always makes me, like, kind of, like, point at the screen and go, hey, it's probably Speedwagon. I'm like, hey, there's Speedwagon. I just love how, like, Speedwagon was introduced into the story. Like, you don't think at all that he's gonna become, like, such an important part of, like, their lives. Like, I thought that the dude was just gonna go away, like, immediately after he was introduced. But he stays for the whole ride. And, like, It just made me burst out laughing every time that like something intense was happening, and then Speedwagon just comes in and says exactly what's happening. And Speedwagon's just like, oh my god, I can't believe that this and this and this is happening, and he's about to do this. And I'm like, yeah, Speedwagon, I know. It's like endearing. You didn't have to tell us, man. But I love all this intense shit happening and him just being in the background, like pointing at what's going on and saying, oh shit, I can't believe all this bullshit that's going on. And I'm like, me too, my man. It made him relatable. I also loved his top hat. Oh, what a cool dude. But no, I like everyone, really. I think everyone's pretty fun. And I thought Lisa was like such a cool badass. Caesar is also a really fun character. I mean, I thought that the Italian accent was like, at least like I could like grit my teeth and bear it, but like I do like the Japanese voice better for Caesar, I have to admit. The new Matrix movie, no, but I heard that it wasn't very good, unfortunately. More of a Speedwagon fan than a Joseph fan. I've always liked side characters more. Like, of course I love both Joseph and Jonathan. Because they're like the main characters. When somebody asks me who my favorite character is, I feel weird saying like the main character of a story now. Like, of course I like them, but I feel like I need to pick a side character who's my favorite. I've always been a side character fan, even when I wanted to join like musicals and stuff like that. When I tried out for school musicals, I would always audition for the side characters. I knew that Callie would love Speedwagon the most, lol, my fave too. Is that true, Rigu? Hell yeah. My dude. Best wife. Oh man. Any collabs outside of Whole Live planned for the future? They're not planned, but I'm always open to them if I'm able to do them. YouTube thinks that you're a bot and shadow banned you for my stream. What do? We had an issue like that a while ago. It might just be a YouTube thing. I don't think that I've banned you or anything. Hopefully it just passes on its own at some point. I'm hoping. Thank you for this gift. My man with the cool top hat. I love like the cool eyeliner, like extra line of eyeliner on the bottom. So good. Oh, I'm thirsty. What do you like in your coffee? With sugar or without sugar? With cream or without cream? I like it with sugar, but I really shouldn't take it with sugar. I need less of that in my body. And I do prefer it with cream. Coffee is just so bitter for me. It's like, it depends on the purpose. If I'm getting ready to like go out and about and have like a whole day, I'll probably just shotgun like a really strong coffee without anything in it and run. But if I'm just sipping on something while working on something and trying to wake up, then I'll probably put cream and sugar in it. This is making me really comfy while I'm in the hospital. Thanks for having this, Kelly. No problem. Get well soon. I'm sorry to hear that. Hope you're okay. Couldn't sleep anyway. Might as well listen. What game am I most hyped for this year? Elden Ring. I don't think that's a big surprise, though. I don't think that's a big surprise at all. I think the bath made my tummy a little upset. Might have been too hot. So I'm going to go now, guys. Thank you for chatting with me, though. I hope we can do this again sometime soon. You guys are awesome. Please take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys again soon, okay? Bye, everyone. Peace.